My name is Eiko Takemura.
It has already been half a century since I received baptism. And as I look back at the majority of my life, there hasn't been anything earth-shattering, any kind of experience in those 50 years that I can really account for that will shock you or amaze you. But in my relationship with God, I want to share the milestones of my faith life where God has clearly reached out to me, and I hope to share that in this testimony.
私が茨城キリスト教会時代だと2入学した時です。2年間でしたけれども、その間のキャペルやそれからクリスチャンの友達とかを通して私もクリスチャンになりたいなってずっと思っていました。だけどなかなか自分から進み出すことはできないで、なりたいな、なりたいなと思っているだけでした。 ところが卒業間近になった頃、たまたまその時テリー・ギモニー先生という師匠にいらっしゃって、その方と個人的に聖書クラスを持つことになりました。私でしたけれども、先生とその聖書の勉強している間にやっと最後の最後になってやっと決心をしてバプテスマを受けることができました。
I first met Jesus when I enrolled as a student at what was then known as Ibaraki Christian Junior College, now Ibaraki Christian University. During those 2 years, I attended chapel and had Bible classes, and even though I knew that I wanted to become a disciple of Jesus, I just couldn't seem to make that decision as a student. Around graduation time, though, I met a man named Terry Gibney from Pepperdine University who was at IC teaching for a year. And so I asked him, and he did a one-on-one Bible study with me, and it was after that time of study that I decided to surrender my life to Jesus and be baptized.
Soon
after my graduation, my family moved to Tokyo, and I found a job there. I was introduced to a church that existed at the time called Yoyogi Hachiman Church of Christ, and I attended worship for a brief time. But after losing the faith community that I had known in university and facing all of the changes in my life, I found it really difficult to keep up my faith. At first, I went, but I just felt like, oh, this church family is so different. This community is so different from the family and the church that I'm used to. And I didn't feel like I could get over that. And 1 week would be like, oh, I'm too tired this week. And the next week it would be, oh, well, you know, and then reason after reason after reason would come up. And eventually I stopped being a part of the fellowship and the weekly worship of the church. I still thought of myself as a follower of Jesus, as a Christian. But you could say that happened because I had just been baptized and I was satisfied just with being baptized, just with becoming a Christian. But I didn't really have a mature or healthy foundation laid for my faith, nor in my relationship with Jesus or with the church.
戻ってきました。自分の子育てとか、自分の家庭とか、そういうことが中心になっていて、なかなか教会にも行かず、長いこと神様からも教会からも離れている生活をしていました。上の子供が幼稚園に入る頃になって、その時、その周りの子供たちはみんな近くのお寺さんの経営している幼稚園に行っていたんですけれども、それはちょっとできないと思って、いろいろ探しまして、たまたま幸いなことに、聖公会の会計のがありまして、その近くに、夫の会社の社宅があったもんですから、そっちの方に移ることに決めました。それで、そこの幼稚園に子供たちを入れました。弟子たちがそのキリスト教の幼稚園に行くことになってから、私もまたそれがきっかけになって、また、その頃は、すごい聖書、実はずっと勉強していなかったので、聖書を学ぶってことはとても新鮮で、もうありとあらゆる聖書研究、例えば、立ち切り集会、それから、聞いてでやってる、聞いての一環としてやっている、近くにキリスト教団の方のやってる家庭集会とか、もうほとんど、ここに集会があるっていうと言って、聖書の勉強してました。で、聖書の学びはとっても楽しかったんですけれども、それはなかなか自分の行動となって現れることなく、相変わらず自分や家族や神様をこっちに置いて、神様らず自分の生活が中心になっていました。
Long after that, I got married, and after marriage, we moved to Hitachi for my husband's job. But I had stayed away from God and from worshiping together with the church for so long already that looking after our home and raising our kids became the center of my life. When my son became kindergarten age, the only one close enough to us was run by a Buddhist temple, and I did not want to enroll him there. And so we searched and found that my husband's company owned some apartments that was near a kindergarten run by St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. And so we decided to move to those apartments, and we enrolled my son at that kindergarten. And around that time is when I started to begin worshiping weekly with the Hitachi Church of Christ. It was probably the time of my life that I have studied the Bible the most. With Bible classes at church. We had small group Bible studies in people's homes, PTA Bible classes at the kindergarten. Wherever there is a Bible study, I was there. And I enjoyed it. And while I enjoyed gaining and growing in knowledge, I didn't, though, feel like I was maturing spiritually or deepening my faith. It was up here in my mind, but it wasn't coming out in my life and in my actions. I really struggled internally with how I could do that, how I could move forward. I think I could say that my own thoughts, my own worries, and my daily life were still the center, and that it was just a head knowledge, because it wasn't putting into action or affecting life transformation. God was not the center. God was still on the side, and what I wanted to do and what I needed to do was still the center of my life.
私から水戸に引っ越してきました。ちょうどこの水戸教会が新しく転造されたころです。ここの教会です。これが新しく転造されたころ、北から水戸に移ってきました。それで水戸教会から北地教会に転籍させていただきました。鈴木先生が崩壊されていた頃です。に行ってからは、 毎週日曜日の礼拝には来るようにしていたんですけれども、相変わらずその家族が中心であって、ただ礼拝に来てるだけの生活がずっと続いていました。なぜかといえば、子供が中学、高校、大学、就職って大きくなっていって、そういうことが中心になっていきましたし、でも少しずつこう中が変わっていって、なんとなくついていけなくなったりして、それでも自分は教会からは絶対離れたくなかったし、どんなことしても教会にはくっついていこうと思っていたので、日曜日の礼拝だけは来ていますけども、義務感と責任感だけで喜ぶ、ただマンネリ的に集会に参加していました。当然なかったです。
When Mito Church built their new building, this one that we're in today, our family moved from Hitachi to Mito at that time. And I placed membership with this church family. Masao Suzuki was the pastor at the time. And at that time, I committed that I was going to worship with the church every Sunday. But our home and my family was still clearly the center of my life, rather than God. My children were in junior high school, and then high school, and then university, and then looking for their jobs, and that became all the encompassing focus of my life. From my 40s through my 60s, I gave everything to my family, focusing on my children's education, my job, and helping to care for my grandchildren. And of course, I continued to worship every Sunday, as always, but I went out of a sense of duty, out of a sense of obligation. And I was not really involved in any meaningful fellowship or actively serving in any way. And honestly, there was no joy at all in that.
ですから、ちょうど40から60代ぐらいまでは、ずっとそういう状態がずっと長く続いていました。だから、奉仕もなく、皆さんとの交わりもなく、ただ礼拝してパッと帰るっていう生活がずっと続いていました。
So in my 40s to 60s, I continued to do that over and over again. I'd come for worship. As soon as worship was done, I was out of it. And I was going back to my life and what I had to do with my family. And I didn't grow.
それまでは私は元気だったし、自由にどこでも自分でどこでも行ってたし、本当に自由で健康で、それが当然であって当たり前のことと思ってずっといました。とか体中に機械をつけられて、どこも動けなく、トイレさえ行けない状態になった時に、ああなんて私は健康ってありがたいんだろうなっていう気持ちにさせられました。そんなこともあって、体はもう機械にくっつけられて、どこも行けない自由な不自由な状態だと考えることはもうたくさんありますので、いつも考えてばっかりいました。それで、それは神様が私をこんな病気にしちゃったのは、きっと何かし、これを通して私に何かを消すっていうことをずっと考えてます。でも何だろうって分かんなかったんですけれども、最後に私は神様に対して感謝が足りなかったんだなっていうことを気づかされた思い出しています。
By the time that I turned 70, I was hospitalized for about half of a month with angina. And before I got sick, I always felt free to do whatever I could, whatever I wanted. I could go wherever I wanted and do whatever I wanted without any help. But when I was hospitalized, I was hooked up to so many different machines that I couldn't even go to the bathroom by myself. And I realized for the first time how good that freedom was and how grateful I was for it. In the hospital, I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything. So it gave me a lot of time to think. And I discovered that God was giving me an opportunity to realize something through facing this disease. Perhaps more than anything, I realized how much I had failed to be truly thankful to God in my life by making Him the center. It was really hard to be hospitalized, but there's something now that I can say that I was truly thankful for through that experience. And it was coming to that realization. In my own way, I finally tasted the goodness and the truth that God can make something good out of something so bad.
教会から離れてしまって横のつながりも全くなく自分の神様であっても神様ファーストではなく自分ではなかったとなかったような気がします。それで その結果としてというかその当然のこととして喜びもなかったしあんなに望んでいた成長したい成長したいと思っていた友情もそのせいでできなかったんじゃないかなって今頃になって気がついています。で神様はそんな全然ずっと長い間教会も置かず自分自身は神様はその私を見捨てることなくずっと愛してくださっていてで今でも諦めずに私の成長を待っていてくださるということがとても感謝です。
It took that sickness that really helped me to understand that the goal of baptism or the goal of going to all the Bible studies or just going to worship every Sunday was the wrong goal. I had never really understood that fact when I was first baptized. And throughout my Christian life, until that point, I hadn't realized that. I was totally satisfied with just being baptized and what I thought was receiving salvation.Without any intention of having a healthy, mature foundation of faith. I was satisfied in the fact that I believed in God, but felt no need to be part of the church and didn't nurture those relationships at all. I was the center of me, and though I claimed to believe in God, I was my own God, rather than the God who I claimed to follow and value. I can say confidently from my experience,that there is no possible way to truly grow or mature spiritually in that situation. It has been more than 50 years after my baptism, and when the majority of my life on this earth has already been lived, I finally have learned and realized, even just a little bit, why it is that I could never go deeper with Jesus in faith during all of that time, during all of those years. So even so, I testify...Now, that even though that's who I was, God continued to love me and never abandoned me. He still continues to love me and continues to wait patiently without giving up for me to keep growing.
義務感と責任感で出ていたし、でも今では礼拝がとても楽しみだし、喜びになっています。少しずつこう変えられている自分を感じているんですがそれは今までは自分はただ礼拝に出席するだけの他者だったのがこの頃少しずつ交わ交渉を通して自分が礼拝に参加される参加するものにされてきているのでこういう楽しさとか喜びが与えられているんじゃないかと自分では思っています
I am being transformed. What was once out of a sense of duty and obligation, I am now an active worshiper in this church family because I look forward to it. And I have joy worshiping God and worshiping God with all of you. The transformation has been gradual, but I think it truly began when I decided to finally stop being a passive pew warmer and a recipient and committed to being a giver in this faith community.Through intentional fellowship and service as part of my worship.
以前説教で信仰は自動的に働き出すものではなくて、自がいけないっていう話を聞いたときに、 ただ黙ってじっと出して待ってるだけでは何の進歩もないんだなっていうことをとても強く感じされましたし、またではなく現在の状態が問われていて、今神の国にいるということが大切ですっていう話を聞いたときにはとても励まされましたし、勇気を与えられました。毎週日曜日の礼拝ではいつも勇気と励ましと喜びをいただいてとても感謝します。フィリピ3の13の聖句にありますように、後ろは忘れ前のものに全身を向けつつ、教会の皆様と一緒にゴールを目指してひたすら走り続けたいと思います。
I'm so thankful that every week I do receive courage, encouragement and joy from God in this gathering. In a sermon, I once heard this statement: faith doesn't automatically move and work, but requires my cooperation to become active. That really inspired me and helped me to see that it's meaningless to passively sit and just receive teaching if I don't put it into practice now, today, tomorrow, every day. Another thing I learned that inspired me was from this statement in another sermon: we don't live in the past, we live in the present. And it's important to experience and live in the kingdom of God right now. When I heard that, I received tremendous courage from God to live out daily these words from Philippians 3:13. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And I intend to do that with all of you, my church family, running the race until we reach the goal that Christ has for us.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, my name's Beth and I'm from the Philippines. I'm also working as an English teacher in a language school.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Watashi wa Maya desu. Imasu Filipin kara kimashita. Ima wa gaikoku gakkou de eigo no kyoushi wo shiteimasu.
I came to Japan last October 2016, and most people, especially my students, asked me, what brings you to Japan? Well, why did you come to Mito? I'd usually smile and answer, well, I would like to experience working and living abroad. I also want to learn more about Japanese culture.
日本には2016年の10月に来たんですが、たくさんの人に、特に私が教えている生徒さんたちがよく聞いてくるのが、なんで日本に来たんですかとか、なんで水戸に来たのっていうことを聞かれて、そういう時はいつも、そうだね、海外に住んで働いてみたかったし、あとはもう日本の文化をもっと深く知りたかったんですってこう笑って笑顔で答えるんです。
It's a good reason, but not really the real reason.
確かにそれもそうなんですが、実は本当の理由は別にあります。
One evening in January 2016, my father, who was 61 at the time, had a stroke. There were no early signs or symptoms. We just had our dinner and he went to bed to rest. The next minute, he was slurring and he couldn't move his right arm and leg.
2016年の1月のある夜、当時61歳だった私の父が脳梗塞の発作を起こしました。何の前触れの症状もなく突然のことでした。その日家族で一緒に夕ご飯を食べ終わった後、休むために父は寝室に行きました。数分後、父は何かごもごもごと言葉を発していて、右腕と右足を動かせずにいました。
My father wasn't planning to retire early. We just bought a new car and my sister was still in college. But after his stroke, he couldn't write.He easily forget things and he had limited mobility.
父はまだまだ働き続ける予定でした。新しい車を買ったばかりだったし、妹もまだ大学生でした。ただあの発作の後、父は書くことができなくなり、また物忘れを良くするようになってしまい、自由に体を動かすことができなくなってしまいました。
While I was helping him eat, change clothes and answer health insurance forms, I fully realized that my dad wasn't as strong as before. and it would be dangerous for him to go back to work. He had been a seafarer all his life, and he used to work abroad and stayed few months at sea.
不自由になってしまった父に食べさせたり、その着替えを手伝ったり、健康保険会社とのやり取りを代わりにしている間に、父がどれほど弱ってしまった、丈夫でなくなってしまったのか、またこの先もし仕事に復帰するとしたら、それがどれほど危険なことかを気づかされました。父はずっと船乗りをして働いていきました。国を離れては何ヶ月も海の上で過ごしていました。
While my father was recovering, I worked as a private tutor. I loved my job, and I was earning enough to support myself. My students were all lovely, and I had good relationships with their families. But what I had wasn't enough to support my parents and their medical needs. At that time, my mother was also ill. She had suffered from kidney problems and gout.
父が回復に向けて休養を取っている間、私は家庭教師として働いていました。その仕事は大好きだったし、十分一人で生活もできていました。教える子どもたちもみんな可愛くて、生徒の家族たちともとてもいい関係を持てていました。ただ両親の暮らしと両親の医療費を支えるには十分ではありませんでした。当時私の母も病気で、腎臓に問題を抱え、また痛風も患っていました。
So I started to look for jobs online and sent resumes to different agencies, both in the Philippines and abroad. I also spoke with my brother and sister on how we can support each other financially. My brother, who's 24 at that time, promised to help out with the car insurance and some house bills. My sister, who's still in college,asked if she needed to apply for a part-time job. My siblings and I were worried about our parents and our future, but somehow we held on to our faith and we hoped that things would get better.
そこで私はインターネットで仕事を探し始めて、フィリピン国内、また海外を問わず、いろんな会社に履歴書を送りました。また弟や妹ともどうすればお互いに協力し合えるのか話し合いました。当時24歳だった弟は車の保険料と生活費の一部を出してくれることになりました。またまだ大学生だった妹もアルバイト始めようかって聞いてくれました。私たちは両親のことや自分たちの将来のことがとても不安でした。でもなんとか信仰にしがみつき、きっと良くなっていくと信じていました。
I left the Philippines on October 3rd, 2016. My heart was filled with mixed emotions. I was sad to be separated from my family and my own culture. I was grateful for the opportunity to provide for my family. And I was also very anxious on building a life in Japan.
フィリピンを出発したのはその年の10月3日でした。心の中はとても複雑で、家族や慣れ親しんだ文化から離れ離れになることへの悲しみがあって、と同時に家族を支えることができる道が与えられたことへの感謝もあって、でも日本でうまくやっていけるのかどうかという大きな不安もありました。
I've never been to this country before, and my only exposure to Japanese culture is Pokemon, Doraemon, and my favorite show Slam DunkI did an extensive research before I came here, but I didn't have a chance to learn Nihongo. So when people talk, it was just noise. When I look at signs, they're just scribbles. I couldn't understand anything, and I felt disconnected to everyone.
日本には行ったこともなかったし、それまで触れた日本の文化といえば、ポケモンかドラえもんか、また大好きなスラムダンクくらいでした。日本に来る前に自分なりに日本について調べてみました。でも日本語を学ぶまでの時間はなかったので、こっちに来てから日本語は全てただの雑音に聞こえるし、標識は全部ただの落書きにしか見えませんでした。何も分からず、つながりというものを全く感じられずにいました。
The first few months were really tough.I didn't have friends or relatives, and I couldn't go to church, so So I felt so isolated.
そういうわけで最初の数ヶ月間はとっても大変でした。友達もいなかったし、もちろん家族も親戚も周りにはいないし、教会にも行けず、一人孤独を感じていました。
But the Lord revealed himself during those times. I found a friend in him, and I learned to surrender everything. My fears, my doubts, my anxieties, and my loneliness.
ただそんな時に神様はその姿を表してくださいました。神様のうちに私は友を見つけ、そして恐れも疑いも心配も孤独も全てを手放すことを教えられました。
I enjoyed reading the Bible, praying and having fellowship with him. At that time, his love sustained my mental and emotional needs.I was isolated, but I was never alone.
聖書を読んで、祈って、神様と交わりを持つ、そういう時間をとても楽しんでいました。あの時期は神様の愛が私の心を支えてくれていました。周りからは孤立してはいたけれど、私は決して一人ではありませんでした。
I could relate this experience to 1 John 4:16.And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever in love lives in God, and God in them.
この経験に、私の経験にぴったりなのがこの聖書箇所です。ヨハネの手紙第1、4章16節。私たちに対する神の愛を知り、また信じています。神は愛です。愛のうちにいるものは神のうちにおり、神もその人のうちにおられます。
I also crossed paths with wonderful and loving people. I praise God for my co-workers, friends, and churchmates who have been there during the best and worst moments. They were constantly supportive, generous, and encouraging.
また素敵な素晴らしい仲間との出会いがありました。良い時も辛い時も。そばにいてくれた同僚の方々、友達、そして教会の仲間を与えてくださった神様を本当に賛美します。みんないつも思いやりを持って支えてくれて励ましてくれました。
I can still remember when I first, when I visited Mito Church of Christ for the first time. It was Hiro-san, Marie-san, and Atsushi-san who gave me big warm welcome hugs. During the service,I had goosebumps when the congregation started to sing hymns. I said to myself, "Whew, finally, I'm home." It felt so good to sing worship songs again and to talk about God.
この水戸教会に初めて来た日のことを今でも覚えています。ヒロさんとマリさんとアツシさんが声をかけてくださって、私のことを本当に温かく歓迎してくださいました。礼拝の中で教会のみんなが賛美歌を歌うその様子に鳥肌が立ちました。そして思ったんです。やっとホーム、やっと自分の居場所だと思えるところに帰ってきた。久しぶりにまた神様を賛美して神様のことを話すことができてとても安心しました。
So 2 years ago I came here without any connections. Now I have loving and supportive co-workers, friends and churchmates.
2年前にここに来た時は私には何のつながりもありませんでした。でも今の私には愛のある優しい同僚の方々、友達、そしてこの教会の仲間がいます。
And 2 years ago I came here worried about our family's future. But now my mother is healthy and enjoys her weekly Zumba class. My father is an active member of the senior fellowship at our churchMy sister graduated college and is working. My brother just started dating a girl. And a few months ago, my parents came to Japan for a month-long vacation.
2年前にここに来た時は、私は家族の将来を心配していました。でも今では母は元気になり、毎週ズンバのクラスを楽しんでいます。そして父は教会のシルバーの交わり、ご年配の方々の交わりのグループに率先して今参加しています。妹は無事に大学を卒業し仕事に就いています。弟は最近彼女ができたみたいです。 そして数ヶ月前、私の両親は1ヶ月の休暇を取って日本に遊びに来てくれました。
So from my experiences, God has constantly proven one thing. His love never fails. He loves us and He will sustain all our needs.
私の経験から神様はいつもどんな時も一つの真実を示してくださっています。神様の愛は決して耐えることはないということです。神様は私たちのことを愛してくださっていて、大切に思ってくださっていて、だから私たちの必要とすることは全て備えてくださるお方です。
Thank you very much.
ありがとうございます。